Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Today is Your Day, Already in Progress.
If you did produce fruit for the kingdom, hold up your hand. You produced some kind of fruit, right? You did something. You told somebody about Jesus. You gave a cup of cold water in his name. You did something to someone in the name of Jesus, right? Now then, the Lord says, you shall never lose your reward. You know, so when we give things in his name, we realize who we are as sons and daughters of God. I don't know about you, but I'm believing just like Dave. You know, I'm a son of God. Ain't you? Are you Jesus on the earth? Yes, you are Jesus on the earth. He lives in you. Why do you think you can forgive sin? Because he's in you. You can forgive people's sin. And boy, I remember the first Sunday in Dallas when I taught that in John 20, 23. That was the quietest bunch. I taught that you had power to forgive sin, and I don't think nobody said a word. And when church was over, they just all meandered out the door. Thurman has lost his mind. And then next Sunday, I had a few of them come back in and say, well, Pastor, I went to church this morning at my church and I told my pastor what you said. And he said, you're crazy. We don't have the power to forgive. But what does it say?
We do.
Does it work, Kim?
Oh, absolutely.
I will tell you a story on Kim. It's so good. After her and Scott learned these principles right here, I taught them to them. They went home one night and over in Weatherford where they live, and the power was off. And so they called the power company and they said, well, we're having trouble with a transformer and so forth, but we'll have it on by daylight, so no problem. So, okay, so they just went to bed without any lights or no power. And the next morning they got up at 6 or 7 o'clock and there was still no power. And so instead of calling the power company, Kim went to the Lord and said, Lord, what is the problem here? Why is the power off? And the Lord spoke to her. Somebody said, you mean God talks to you? If you're a son or a daughter of God, he does. He will speak to you. He told her, said, Kim, would you remit the sins of this block so I can turn the power back on? And her first words out of her mouth was, Lord, I can't forgive the sins of this whole block. And then she thought, Lord, what am I talking about? You just told me to do this, and I'm saying I can't do it. Right. Now, all I got to say that right there, that's close to borderline on the height of stupidity.
Right.
But if I had done that several times myself, I wouldn't say nothing about her. But I've been there and done that too.
Amen.
And probably everyone in this room has. If God spoke to you and told you to do something very significant, you probably said, God, I can't do that. You're living too much in the flesh, not realizing I'm a new creature in Christ, and I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen.
She said, Lord, what am I talking about? Forgive me. Of course I can. Lord, I remit the sins of this block. And the power came back on just like that.
Amen.
Now, is that something?
It's awesome.
Just think, sin. What does sin do? It keeps the power turned off to your house.
It does.
I got so tickled yesterday. When we were in the kitchen in there, and Kim and several other men and women were in the kitchen, but we were having problems with the lights going out. Was that Friday night or Saturday?
Friday, okay.
Anyway, every time the lights would go out, especially Kim, and there was a couple other ladies just like her, yeah, and the girls, and they were saying, in the name of Jesus! And as soon as they'd say Jesus, the lights would come right back on every time. I bet they went off 3 or 4 or 5 times, and every time that when the lights would go out, in the name of Jesus, and bam, the lights would come back on. Just every time that they use that name, I mean, every time, the instant they use that name, the lights come right back on. It couldn't stay off. So see, the enemy was trying his best to deceive us, but we realize we're fighting the battle, and we realize the name as sons and daughters of God, the power that's been given to us in the name of Jesus. And so they spoke the name of Jesus, and immediately the power came back on. I saw this demonstrated, I guess, a half a dozen times. Yeah, so I saw it a half a dozen times, and I don't know how many ladies were in there, but there was 3 or 4 y'all. Yeah, and the kids that were talking about the name of Jesus. And every time, in the name of Jesus, and bam, the lights, just like that. And then sometimes it wouldn't be 5 minutes later. Bam, the lights go out. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. That's all they'd get out, in the name of Jesus. And the lights would come back on every time. Finally, the enemy said, that's it. I've had it. I'm going to leave them alone. They know who they are. They introduced me fighting this battle. I'm going to lose anyway, so I might as well go to house. Isn't that something? In the name of Jesus. So let's look here. He says, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Have you ever done that? Have you ever used something and commanded something to happen like that and seen it? You know, it took me a long time. I had to teach the word many an hour, go to a lot of churches, and over the years studying the word, finally one day down in Manly, Louisiana, I went down there and I preached faith for about an hour and a half, two hours. I'm telling you what you can do as a new creature in Christ. And everybody's listening. And there was this gentleman they brought in by the name of Johnny Brumfield. They brought him in with his steel walker on and everything. He come over here and he sat down right here in the front row because there was nothing in front. So he could sit down there and hold his legs straight out. He had steel braces from the waist to the ankles. After preaching, speaking for an hour and 45 minutes or 2 hours, I says, now is there anybody that needs to be prayed for? I had also spoken about unforgiveness. Now, unforgiveness keeps you from receiving from God. And Norma Garcia, a Spanish lady, she was back there in the back. She jumped up and came running down to the front. She said, Pastor, I have never heard a message on unforgiveness like this. But she said, I had not forgiven my dad. Said, my dad sexually abused me for years as a little girl growing up till I was a teenage girl. She said, I hated him for what he'd done to me. But she said, now I realize why I've been in and out of the hospital so much, because of my unforgiveness toward my dad. So she said, I forgave my dad, and now I have Parkinson's and lupus and something else. But Parkinson's and lupus. And she said, I have repented for all of my sins. Now I want you to pray for me. I reached up and put my hand on her shoulder, and I said, in the name of Jesus. And bam, that woman was instantly healed of Parkinson's and lupus. She quit shaking. He was instantly healed. And then, now stop and think. That's a Spanish lady. When some people say, you know, God made all races and colors and creeds. Okay, I go over here to Johnny Brumfield, and he's a Negro. He's a black man. I come over here to Johnny. I don't know Johnny. I've never seen him before in my life. I say, sir, what was wrong with you? He said, 21 months ago, a big tree fell across the tractor I was driving and crushed my legs. He said, it took them an hour and a half to cut me out from under that tree. And then they flew me to Shreveport in a helicopter, and I was in the ICU for 30 days. They'd done numerous surgeries and everything on me. But he says, they told me, I will never walk again. I said, sir, Jesus said in John 14, 13, and 14. In fact, let's look at John 14, 13, 14. Let's see what that says. I want you to look at John 14, 13, and 14 and see what it says. What does it say, Mike? And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, what kind of power is that? It's awesome power. It is awesome power. So what's wrong with us? Y'all understand? What's wrong with us? We got this awesome name. We're under this new covenant that he's given us, a new covenant that we're sons. I'm not the old servant. I'm not the old slave. I'm not even the friends anymore. I'm a son. I stepped into a new covenant. I belong to Jesus. In fact, I am Jesus on this earth because he lives in me. Amen. He lives in you. We are Jesus on this earth. Paul told us that. It took me, I had to read that at least 100 times before it soaked in. I'm a little dense in sometimes. But anyway, with Johnny sitting here, when he told me all this, and he said, the doctor said, I'll never walk again. I said, but the word of God says, and I quoted John 14, 13, and 14. I said, do you believe that? He said, sir, if it's written, he said, I'm a Southern Baptist. And if it's written in that book, I believe it. I said, well, sir, that's the kind of faith God's looking for. I said, let me just pray for you. So I just knelt down here in front of him, put my hands on his knees. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, you said I could ask for anything? Is that really what he said, Mike?
Anything.
If I could ask for anything. So I said, Father, give Johnny I didn't know Johnny's name. I said, Father, give this man two new legs in Jesus' name. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. I said, do you believe that, brother? He said, I do. I said, well, then take the steel off and let's stand up and walk. Let's show some faith here. So he unstrapped one piece of steel and throwed it over here and unstrapped the other and throwed it over here. I said, now pull your legs up under you. So he reached down, got his legs, and he pulled them up under him. And I said, now then, give me your hand. And I started to pick him up, and when I did, he said, oh, brother, it hurts. I said, don't go by what you see. Don't go by what you feel. Remember, go by it is written. He sent his word and healed you. So I said, get up. So I grabbed him by the hand. I jerked him up. And when I did, the man, he just comes straight up. And he's standing there in that little church, and I can just see. He's looking around. I am standing. But I can see the unbelief beginning to overtake him. I said, come on, brother, come on. You can walk. You can walk. Don't stop. Don't stay there. Don't keep in that state of mind. Walk. I jerked him. He took a step. I jerked him again. The third time, when I turned him loose, I said, brother, you can walk. You're healed. It's done. Man, he walked around this podium three times. And then he raised his hands for the first time. He realized, I am walking. Glory to God. Throws his hands up in the air and he goes running out the back door. Let me tell you, that verse that Peter and John did still works.
Amen.
It works when we make it work, when we realize who we are as sons and daughters of the Most High God. You can speak in the name. Now, don't ever think for an instant there won't be a little buddy that'll be sitting on your shoulders saying, you fool, it ain't going to work this time. You know he ain't going to do that for an old fool like you. He'll tell you, call you everything in the book. You know what I'm talking about? That devil will do, his demons will do everything. He's good at what he does. And I'll tell you what, I'll tell you the reason he's so good at what he does. Because God made him too. God made the devil and he put him out there to be our trainer. Go get them. Yeah. They are our trainers. Yeah, I'm guaranteed. You know, I mean, that beast, can't you just see that beast? He's training you. In fact, I can just see now you and your husband fixing to do something and y'all are out there fixing to get somebody saved or something. The devil's saying, go get them. Go get them. Do whatever you can do. Don't you trip it, Scott. I mean, help him to fall underneath that mower. Do something. But get his mind off of saving somebody. Do something. But you better believe they're out there. And they're doing everything they can to keep you from talking about Jesus to anybody. Right, Scott? But when we realize who's there and the power we've been given over them, we take that name of Jesus and tell them, Satan, get out. Get out. You have to be subject to me in the name of Jesus. So go away and leave me alone.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Today is Your Day, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.